everybody. Thanks for joining for this episode, new episode of Fort Worth Forward. We're here today at Printed Threads with Brett Bowden. Thank you for being here and having and hosting us here, Brett.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
Thanks. You do some amazing work. And we've done a lot of talking and visiting and really exploring small businesses and entrepreneurs. And you are the epitome of that, I think, for Fort Worth, Texas. So we're excited to be here today. Tell us about Printed Threads, the story.
That's a long story.
Well, let's make it short, okay. But tell us the story.
So essentially, I started screen printing in maybe like at the end of high school, which for me was around 2000. It was because I was in rock bands and I wanted to make my own merch and that type of thing. So I did that, but the band that I was touring in started getting bigger and I was gone all the time. And so for 5 years, I was just touring in bands and kind of let go of the screen printing thing. Went to college, got a degree in music. Around that time, met a girl and got married, had a kid, and I went to school.
That always changes life, right?
Yeah. So I went to school at University of Colorado at Denver. And around the time that I graduated, my wife and I moved back to Texas. That was 2009. I was certified to be a math teacher. And so I was trying to find a job teaching, actually.
Wow.
But at that time, we were in the recession. No one was hiring. And so I just approached my wife and said, hey, what do you think about maybe starting a screen printing shop? I used to do that. And
right.
So we went and got a small loan and put a press in the garage and just started screen printing. And then it just started growing.
Right.
And all these old kind of connections I had with bands and bars and people like that just started coming back, and we were growing and growing. Starting in 2010, we doubled in size every year. I think in 2015, we were on Inc. Magazine's fastest growing companies list at 826.
Wow.
And so that felt kind of crazy because it feels like most of the people on that list are like tech companies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we were just, you know, it was like 1 million, 2 million, 3 million every year growing. And then I actually got super burnt out around 2015 from just working 20 hours a day and that type of thing and not getting to see my family. And my wife and I like had this crazy idea. Let's buy an RV and travel the country. And so we started driving all around the country in an RV for about a year and a half until the business nearly imploded from me being
gone. Yeah, yeah.
And so we came back. And by the way, this is all happening like up in North Fort Worth, like basically the Keller area.
That's where you had you lived and you had a shop and everything up
there.
That's right. Yeah.
And okay. So we were able to kind of rebound the company. We've brought on an old friend of mine named Ryan Graves, who's now the president of Printed Threads. He helped me kind of reboot everything
retool the business model.
Right.
Let's talk a second about, you talked about the music part of it. That sort of got you into it.
Yeah.
How did that color the way you started to run the business?
You know, I think music is a very creative thing, and
right.
being in a band is creative entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people don't realize that.
Right.
But like, it takes a lot to be in a band and to tour, and you have to call, you're like a sales guy.
Right.
You're calling venues, trying to get shows, saying, hey, we'll come, we'll give a great performance, we'll bring people, like it'll be a lucrative situation for you, right? But you're also like four, five, six people all traveling together in a small vehicle, and you have to get along. And there's a lot of politics involved.
Politics in the van itself, right?
Yeah. And you're with each other 24 hours a day for months at a time, right?
Right.
So, and that is a business. You do this, we're delegating responsibilities. You do this, I do this, you know. And I was always kind of like the business person in the band. Like,
okay.
I was the one booking the shows, collecting the payments, like caring about merch, making sure we were hustling, selling stuff. So we can eat.
Right.
You know, and
right. Put gas in the van. That's
yeah.
the thing.
And so like those same principles apply to a business, right? We need to like have a group of people that are like, we basically, you know, live together 8 hours
right.
a day or whatever. We're always seeing the same people. We need to get along.
But everybody has a task they have to perform.
Yeah. Like when you get in a disagreement, like you have to fix it so that you can go on stage again tomorrow. Right.
Right.
And so you learn just a lot of like, you learn a lot about life being in a rock band, and certainly learn a lot about entrepreneurship because, I mean, that's really what musicians are.
They're entrepreneurs. Yeah. And you do actually some fun things here in the studio where you bring bands in and maybe lesser known and try and give them some exposure, right?
Yeah, it's really important.
What do you call that program? What do you?
So we have a couple of things that we do. One is called Showroom Sounds, and it's a monthly show, basically, where we keep it intimate. It doesn't cost very much money. You get a shirt, a poster, hors d'oeuvres, and drinks for free with your ticket purchase. And you come and you see someone that may be lesser known, maybe someone that you've heard of before, but we want it to be curated to so that it's always good. So you're right. Just always coming back. And then we also partner a lot with Hear Fort Worth, which is a part of Visit Fort Worth. And it's really important to me to help young musicians. I want them to know, like, how to run a business. I want them to, like, feel a community. I want them to come together, and I want to feed them, you know?
Sure.
So we bring them in, we feed them, we just create a place for people to come so that they can be better at what they do.
Be better at what they do. So you, 2015, 2016, sort of retooled the business, brought in people, I'm maybe speaking for you a little bit, but brought in Ryan, who had some other knowledge of running the business and sort of retooled it from there. So how did you get from there? And talk a little bit about, you got so big that you now consult and help other people get this kind of business.
Yeah, so I think you learn a lot, and I'm passionate about helping people. And starting a business is really difficult, and it's difficult on your family. It's difficult on the people around you. Like, your friends change. Like, everything changes when you do this thing. Like, you're so focused on one thing that it affects everything around you. So. It was really important to me to kind of give back to the community and say, like, hey, I've learned all these things, and in doing these things, like, I don't want you to have to make the same mistakes or that type of thing. So we fixed the business. We started growing again, and I started traveling and teaching at trade shows and teaching for all kinds of other events. And just, I've taught thousands of people how to screen print. And I've taught thousands of people how to help, run an effective business in the screen printing world, which some people may look at like, why are you training your competitors? But I just feel like that's part of my purpose, is just to help people.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think you're a gem here in Fort Worth, because I know many people you have helped out in lots of different ways. Talk about this too. How big is your workforce here?
Right now we have about 25 people. So when we moved to downtown Fort Worth area in 2020,
right,
crazy time. So that was I think April of 2020 is when we signed the lease, which was a crazy
time to be signing.
Scary time. We had just had our fourth child as well, so like, not only were we dealing with the pandemic stuff, we were also like bringing a baby into the world at a really uncertain time. Mm-hmm. Which it was obviously very taxing on us all.
When was that? What was it? When was she born?
He was born April of 2020.
2020. So people couldn't even visit the hospital at that time, right?
It was
Yes.
It was hard. It was hard. Like, even seeing family and stuff, we didn't know. You didn't know what was going on. And your one mission in life is to protect your child, right? And
sure.
So, that was a hard time. But so, and then we, my wife, I credit her a lot, because I looked at her and it's like, with all this uncertainty, like, us staying where we are, we know what our future is. That's the safest thing to do. And we looked at this building that was available, and we live 4 miles away. And she just looked at me and said, if you don't move to that building, you're going to regret it forever.
And sometimes wives are pretty smart. Most of the time, mine for sure is.
Yeah.
Can see things before I do.
So. Absolutely. And so it was amazing. So Sarah gets a huge amount of credit for making this happen. But so 2020, we moved here. And then we all saw it, right? Like, we all saw the kind of like, everybody choked back. And then when the doors opened back up, it was like a rocket ship to the moon of like, so much business. So we grew a lot. We doubled in size from 2020 to 2021, from 3.5 million to 6.5 million, basically.
Wow.
And at that time, I started a couple other companies. And so while we had about, I think our workforce at Printed Threads grew to about 30 plus people. And then I had another business, a creative agency called The Creative Situation, that employed about 7 people. And then we started this other business called Made Laboratory, which is a research and development facility that employed 10 people.
Yeah.
And so suddenly, like, and they're all here and like near Southside. So suddenly, like, all these people are going to eat at all these restaurants that you can walk to. And like, so I think that that really helped, you know, it's so great for this community to have to bring this work.
It's really great culture too.
And it's awesome. Like, we love all these people, all these restaurants and bars and everything. We love these people. We want to help these people. Like, yeah. I remember when, you know, I remember talking to another business owner that was starting maybe 2022 or something like that. And my goal is like, I want to help you. Like, here's a bunch of free t-shirts. Use this to create revenue so that you can keep going and pay rent. And we did that a lot in the pandemic too, to help fundraise for businesses that had to close so that they could pay the light bill, you know?
Yeah, no, I think people, as time goes on, forget about how hard it was for some folks and what that looked like, especially staff at certain places. What have you done here to retain staff, keep staff happy?
It's hard, man. We try to have a cool environment. We try to live with a purpose. You know, I think back maybe 10 years ago or whatever, we got together and as our core group, kind of management team, and said, like, what are our core values? And we developed this core values, which helps develop culture at the same time. Like, if you're like, we need to just be good people and take care of each other. And it doesn't work all the time. Like, there's obviously going to be people that work here that aren't happy.
Yep.
But the reality is, like, working sucks. We all know that, right? Like, no one, like...
It's what I tell my teenage daughters all the time, that, yes. Yeah.
No one wakes up in the morning and says, like, the number one thing I want to do today is just go work really hard.
Right.
You know,
right.
But the reality is you have to have a job. So I always say, like, let's just make this place the place that sucks the least, you know?
And I love that sentiment.
And so, I don't know, we try to do cool things. We try to be really involved in our community. And I think sometimes, like, even, you know, you're sitting and you're printing shirts, and you're printing thousands of shirts a day, but like, sometimes the things that go on those shirts are really inspiring. Like, when we're printing for the Dallas Mavericks as they're going to the NBA finals, like, this place feels like they're a part of that.
Sure.
When you're printing for the Rangers as they're going to the World Series, you feel like you're a part of that. Right. And that creates a lot of energy. When you're printing for your favorite rock band that's going on tour, it's like, and you walk around the city. I was in Las Vegas this week, and I was walking through a bar and looked, I was like, we printed that shirt in Fort Worth, Texas.
Wow.
And you don't, like, we affect such a huge amount of people, because people wear a shirt as like a badge of honor. Like, this is who you are, whether you're wearing your favorite band shirt or your favorite brewery shirt or your favorite sports team shirt. That is who you are.
That's who you are. Yeah. You're branding yourself at that.
And so I think that what we do is really, really cool. And because we do things that are really cool that affect the whole world, people here feel like they're a part of that too. And that helps, I think, inspire people to want to do it again tomorrow.
For sure. Well, I'm appreciative of you having this business in Fort Worth. Again, I think you're a gem here that most people don't know, and they might be wearing a t-shirt right now that was printed here, how you printed on. We've done a lot of talking about small businesses and entrepreneurship, and we've done yeoman's work of trying to make it, you know, faster, cheaper, more efficient for businesses to get open. Did you have any sort of issues or problems getting this business open as you went through the processes? And what advice do you have for people on the other side?
Yeah, I mean, when you start a business, you have no idea what to do.
Right.
Or unless you've maybe started a business before. But I'll tell you this, I've started, I don't even know how many businesses. And every time I'm doing a bunch of Google research trying to remember, like, okay, who do I contact? I need to contact the Secretary of State. I need to contact the City Hall. I need to contact all these people. Like, I remember in 2015, we had a person that sued us for a slip and fall situation. And I didn't have workman's comp. I didn't even know you were supposed to have workman's comp. I didn't even know who to contact to get workman's comp, right? And so we got sued for $1 million.
Wow.
Right? Like, that's a hard thing to go through. And that you, like, the person that you want consulting you through that, you want them to not charge you $500 an hour, right? And so the reality is, like, there are so many organizations within government, within the city of Fort Worth that are here to help you, but you don't even know how to find them if you're just starting a business. There's someone creating a widget in their bedroom right now that they want to launch to the world, and they don't know who to call to say, okay, I need to start a business now. Because all they want to do is take this product and sell it to that consumer.
Right.
But you have to do
a million steps in between.
Yeah, you have to do all this BS to get there.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So I think I, what I wish I would have known was there were all these places like, I wish I would have known about like Spark Yard or even just the Economic Development Office in Fort Worth. I wish I would have known that people like Robert Stearns existed when I was trying to start this thing. And I think looking around you and looking at the people around you that are doing cool things, if you want to do cool things too and you're inspired by those people, call them, email them, you know, say like, hey, I really love what you're doing. And like, I was just wondering if there was something or I could talk to you or go to lunch or could you help me?
Yeah.
And if that's scary.
I'm sure you get a lot of those calls.
I do, you know, and like I have a 1 hour call with a guy out of Kansas City once a month that I'm mentoring, you know, because he's like, how do I do this?
Right, right.
And like, we just sit and we throw ideas and throw ideas back and forth. And what's really funny about it is like, I get ideas from him too. It's so exciting. But yeah, like, and starting a business at every size is hard, or moving to each size, because it's a lot different running a business that has $100,000 in revenue than it is running a business that has $5 million in revenue.
Yes.
You know, and I'm part of another business that has $20 million in revenue, and we have a business next door that does over $1 million in revenue. And so it's like all these little things, they run completely differently, and the infrastructure is completely different, and the people that you need to call, and the things that you deal with, and the taxes, and all these things are so different. So having a team around you, having a business coach, I've had a business coach for a long time. Now I'm a part of a group called Vistage,
where you're
getting together with other entrepreneurs or other business leaders, and you're processing problems. You're talking about that stuff, and you're being very intimate about what is going on with you and your business, and figuring out how to help each other. That's really important. Having a great CPA, you know, like, so the business coach, the CPA, you need a good lawyer. Like, you need all these people that kind of create this team. And then you need the people that work with you to be your family.
That's right.
These guys, like, they're going to see you on your worst days and they're going to see you on your best days.
Yeah.
And you can talk to my team about the times that I've torn my office apart because I was so mad. Or like, you know, these things. And they see you in this intimate way that maybe only your spouse knows you.
Right.
And you have to be able to get it back together the next day and say, hey, you know what? We like each other. We want to work together and we're going to work this stuff out.
Well, I'm glad you point that out too, because I think it shows you care, right? And you care about the business, you care about them, and you're passionate about whatever that is that comes out. I'm also glad that you mentioned our economic development office with Robert Stearns. One of the things we've also put in and encouraged this year is a small business person that is someone that can look and have oversight and help small businesses as part of that. And then the investments in our business assistance center, and as you mentioned, Spark Yard, that we've continued to invest in, because I think it's important. I'm glad you talked about your mentorship, because I think that is a huge part of it. We can sit from the government perspective all the time and put resources out there, but we need good people out there that are living through it to help us refine those processes. So I know you do a lot of things philanthropically and have even started a company. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I had a really cool opportunity to be a founder in an organization called All Made Apparel. So Printed Threads is a founder with several other print shops across the country. It was started by my good friend, Ryan Moore. And what basically happened was there was a factory in Haiti that was a cut and sew operation. So cut and sew means they're cutting fabric, they're sewing it together and making t-shirts.
Okay.
And so we flew over to Haiti to check it out. And they had started out on more of like kind of, it almost felt like more of a charity basis, like buy our shirts because you'll support, you know, this, but we didn't really like that motivation. We wanted it to be more of like, let's empower these people by creating the best shirt that we can possibly create. It comes from these people. Let's give back. Let's make sure that they're making a living wage and we're able to provide health care and all these other things to people that are living in a developing developing country.
Sure.
Right. So All Made Apparel started with this idea of creating a sustainable product. So our flagship product was organic cotton, recycled polyester, and modal to make a tribal and t-shirt. It's probably the softest t-shirt that you've ever felt.
Okay.
It's very comfortable. It fits very well. So we made a product that we knew our consumers would love. And then we made it in a way that's great for the environment. And we also made it in a way that helps people in need. Because Haiti is one of the most impoverished countries in the entire world. It is the most impoverished country in the Western Hemisphere.
Yep.
So us being able to go and provide living wage jobs where they're making 5-6 times what they were making in other factories affects them a great deal, because it, on average, one person in Haiti is supporting 7 other people.
Okay.
And that might be, I got a job, but my cousin doesn't, or my, you know, my, the rest of my family doesn't. So that was really important to us. Along the way, there's been a lot of, along the way, it became more difficult to do business there, unfortunately, because it's just so unstable. They're lighting fires in the streets and doing things where you can't even get containers of product to the airport or to the ports to ship out. So we actually joined with another much larger company called Sanmar, and they're manufacturing for us now in Honduras. Wow. But we are still sending and helping Haiti as much as we possibly can, because we have good friends there,
right,
that are there to support the country. Honduras is the same. It's a developing country.
Yep.
Sanmar, our partner there, is, they have housing, they have doctors, they have all this amazing stuff to help people, and they're living a good life there, and that's really important to us. It's very important that the people that are creating the product that you're wearing are being treated fairly.
Well, yeah.
And so that's become really important to me, and all the companies that we look at, all the companies that, and it had an effect on Printed Threads as a company. So we're going over there and like figuring out, like, you know, what living wage there, and it makes you think about, well, what's living wage in Fort Worth? And yeah. So I've increased our wages a lot. Like the lowest wage here is way more than it used to be. Okay. And because I want to take care of people, I want these people to live good lives. I want them to create a career here. I want them to stay here.
That's
really important.
That's important. That's great. Thanks for sharing that. I also understand you have worked for a lot of different companies, that probably if someone's buying a t-shirt in Fort Worth,
yeah,
it's probably been printed here.
Yeah.
What are some of the great companies that you're supporting?
Well, what's amazing is we ship worldwide.
Yeah.
From here.
Yeah.
So a product that is being printed here is going all over the place.
Yes.
We have a lot of great companies that are based here, like the Flying Saucer.
Yep.
They own about 30 restaurants across the country. So we're shipping to them all the time. But if you look around the city of Fort Worth, there's so many amazing companies here.
Yep.
And we have places like the ice cream shop Melt.
Yep.
Or, you know, you've got Red Productions right there. Red and I went to high school together.
You
which
did?
Is crazy.
He's
you know?
A great guy. Yeah.
And so it was funny, like, coming into Fort Worth and coming into the fold of Fort Worth and just realizing, wow, this is not only a community that I want to be a part of, but a community that I have been a part of for a long time.
Yeah.
But you look at, like, Dickie's Arena or the Toadies. I remember remember when the Toadies got their proclamation for Toadies. On the actual proclamation, it says supporting local businesses like Printed Threads.
Yes.
It's like, that made me cry.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
You know,
yes.
It's like,
yes.
It's so amazing. But yeah.
I was there for that. So
yeah.
I remember.
It's
yeah.
So special. So yeah, it's really cool to just look around and go to Salsa Limon or just wherever.
Cook Children's, I think, right?
Cook Children's, yeah.
Yes.
And just, it's almost like everywhere I look, if you're out and about in Fort Worth, you're going to see
it. Tannehill's, I saw Bridges has a shirt over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that part of his world tour, his new world tour?
Yeah, it was the last one. That's cool. It's like, we do a lot of stuff with Tim Love. I mean, there's a lot of people doing really cool stuff in this town, and it's amazing to be able to be a part of it in whatever way that we can.
Happy to have you here as part of Fort Worth, and thanks for hosting us. And thank all of you for joining us for this episode of Fort Worth Forward. Come check out Printed Threads. They do the music, as he says, and host other events. And you might be wearing one of their shirts right now. Thank you.